We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Okay, Tim, good to go when you are.
Cue the music.
This is just a guide to modern life. Modern life is hard to get just right. It can frustrate you and annoy. And if it does, right into dear Lovejoy.
Welcome to the Dear Lovejoy podcast. And this is a mailbag special slash advice column hybrid type podcast. Before we start, I'd like to remind everyone that I'm likely to be giving advice. I'm not trained in therapy, business affairs, or medicine, or anything. So if you're taking advice off of me, you're taking advice off a TV presenter, which we all know is a
horrible idea.
Mark is here to keep me in check. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, thanks, Tim. How are you?
What's been happening, anything exciting in your life? No.
I've got a new shower regime, and I went to a two-year-old's birthday party in an inappropriate mask.
Oh, go on.
Well, it was animal-themed, and it's one of my best mates. His daughter's two, and this is the only thing that's happened to me since we last did one.
Yeah.
And everyone
so what
was in
did
this.
You wear?
Well, I wore a monkey mask, but
scared them
so much that the birthday girl backed off.
Oh dear.
Ran away, and it cost me a bit of money, and I had to take it off within about 3 seconds of
arriving. Yeah, because you're big, so you're a big monkey rather than being a kid sized monkey.
What'd you call me?
A big monkey.
Thanks, Tim.
Sounds like that's rude, doesn't it? But it's you were wearing a monkey mask. Tell me about the shower regime then. What are you doing?
Started using a bar of soap again instead of fancy.
I have.
Have you?
Yes. Apart from sort of jelly type stuff. Yes.
This sounds like a setup. I genuinely didn't know you did this.
Yes.
I find tea tree really a really useful thing. I get dry skin on my scalp and stuff, and I itch quite a bit. And so I find tea tree cream really good. And I found it in a soap form, and I now use that, and it's brilliant.
What happened to me was I was in a shop, and I was drawn to a coloured soap, and I thought, I want to try that for a change, rather than sort of always those gels, or those squirty things as well, which, you know, foam up.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't be good for the environment, I thought. So I tried it, and I thought, actually, you know, I really like using soap again.
I like how old school it is, doing the rub round with
it's quite nice. Yeah, I might go for some imperial leather soon.
It leaves you weirdly sticky.
No.
You know, they had that old phrase, squeaky clean.
Yeah.
It leaves you like squeaky clean.
I think it feels cleaner than those gels. I've got a horrible feeling that when you put the gels and the foams and stuff, all they do is they don't actually clean you. They just go on your skin and then you try and wash them off. And that's it. Whereas I think soap actually, I don't know what the science of soap is. I don't know how it works.
Have you got something wrong with your voice?
I think I've got a sore throat, Mark. Okay. I think I have a sore throat. I think it's on its way.
It's not filtering through the beard.
Actually, let's talk about Beardgate. I asked for some people to tweet me with problems. Well, the first one which comes in, what dye do you use to achieve the grey on your beard? Actually, they all came through saying that. And I said to Carl, who said that, it's all natural. Never be scared of the ageing process. The alternative is feeding the worms. You know, that's the thing everyone keeps on saying to me. You look so old. It's like, well, I kind of maybe just look my age. And I'm not young anymore. I'm not in my 20s. I think that actually it's been a great thing for that, because I actually don't mind people saying I look old, and I don't mind the aging process. I quite like the wrinkles and stuff happening. And as I say, the alternative is death. So you've got to, like, the death rate in the country is 100%. The growing old rate in the country is not, because people die before they get old. You want to try and get old. And rather than try and stay young, and rather than putting fillers and Botox, if you can just embrace getting old, I think it's a better, healthier place to be. Hard to do. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do stuff to make yourself look the best you can. But I do think that you should understand that you're getting old. I don't care if people do Botox or whatever they want to do, but understand that getting old is part of the process. Mm. Stop trying to look young all the time. You see those people who take it to extremes. They look like cats and things. You know those guys. It looks ridiculous, doesn't it?
think you should do.
My voice is really starting to go, by the way. I'm not sure I'm going to survive this podcast, but
if you
do I sound husky and sexy, though?
No, you sort
Let's
of...
Let's do some selling.
You sort of sound like you've got rocks in your mouth or something.
Rocks. Okay.
It sounds
anyway, I'm going to let the listeners in to know why I did it. I just decided at the beginning of this year, I had 3 weeks off because we were moving studio on Sunday brunch. I thought, oh, I might as well grow a beard. And the thing is, years ago when I used to work on Soccer M and stuff, I could change my hairstyle and people would go, oh, and you'd get noticed again. And I want to promote the podcast a bit and the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you can, please.
So this is a promotional beard?
Yeah.
It's a beard cast?
Yeah. And Christ, it works. It's unbelievable because everyone's got a comment on it. It's ridiculous. And everybody either says they like it. Generally, they say they don't like it. People hate change, though. But people don't like it, and so they tell me. And but it gets me noticed. I've got so many more followers on social media. People are texting me.
That's so depressing.
Yeah, well, it's amazing.
And
people text me saying, Tim, you've got to get rid of the beard, or I like it. Very few I like it.
I like it.
And then what happens is people start approaching me for work. I've had work offers and things. It's quite strange by doing it.
What sort of work offers?
Well, actually, in fairness, it's been a lot of, it's sort of charity stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's people remember.
No, I thought it was beard related.
No,
okay, that's what I was after.
It's people just remember you're around. Because, you know, I've been doing the same show 52 weeks a year for God knows how long. Just reminds people you're around. It's quite funny. And I'm quite enjoying the people, like some of my friends, like the girls I know and stuff are saying to me things like, Tim, like, I don't want to be rude or anything, but you need to shave the beard. It's not good. I'm like, why? What's it matter? What's it got to do with you?
I still think you should go with the glasses. I think you should start wearing your glasses. They look good.
I did a poll. Over 20,000 people voted on my poll. It did make me laugh.
Thank you, pardon.
All I said on the poll was my beard, ? And then the options were keep it, shave it off, or don't care. Obviously, don't care was the one that I would have gone for if I was voting on it. And the results are, well, it's not quite finished yet whilst we're doing this. But fortunately, don't care is still winning with 40%. Shave it off is 38%, and keep it is 22%. So it all seems to be going well at the moment for don't care, which is how it should be, really. Why should people care about it? Anyway, have you enjoyed the recent podcast? We've done quite a varied selection, haven't we?
We have done.
Evil. Wrong'un.
Yeah, health. Yeah, Wrong'un. Chatterjee. Yeah.
Yeah. And Peter Blexley.
Brilliant. Who was the one we had at the beginning?
That was it, wasn't it?
No, we've had someone else just recently.
Yeah, we've had Bruce Daisley.
That was it.
European VP for
He was
Twitter.
Great as
he
well.
He was great. Yeah, he was good. They've all been good, I think.
Very varied.
Very varied. Everyone seems to enjoy it. My thing is, though, is I wonder if I love all the interesting subjects. Like, you know, say Bruce Daisley comes on, we can talk to him about Twitter and we can talk to him about the workplace. But I wonder if our listeners, all they want is celebrity, really.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I don't feel our listeners are that shallow, hopefully.
I'd like them to tell us which way they want this podcast to go, because we're still up for, you know, we're just learning still. We've only been going a year or so. And I don't know. Do you just want celebrity? Because I imagine I listen to a lot of other podcasts and they really go down the celebrity route. I love the celebrities, by the way, don't get me wrong, but I love the, you know, I've got a podcast coming up on death soon. We're going to be doing that. We've got one. Yeah, we've got all sorts of different things coming up. And I really like these subjects. I'd love to know whether people are enjoying them or whether they would just really like to listen to celebrities instead. Well, we'll carry on doing the celebrities. But I seem to have got fixated with all these weird and wonderful things which are going on in our life. You know, how we deal with death, I think, is going to be a good one. The other thing I've been doing this year is, Mark, is I've been still on my Netflix detox.
Right. Why?
Because on this podcast, we discussed Netflix, and it really made me think that I'm spending a lot of my life watching Netflix and not living my own life. So I decided just to stop watching TV and Netflix. Now, I do watch bits and bobs. I've watched the Adam Sandler thing on Netflix.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Special, just because I wanted to see. It's amazing the way they've put that together. So I watched half of that just to see how they put it together. But I've just decided that What happened years ago, this is my theory, is we had films, yeah? And so you'd have an hour to watch a 2-hour film, and that was it. And then you'd watch one of those every two or three weeks. Now they've got fantastic dramas, and they are brilliant. All that stuff, Sky One are doing it, and Netflix and Amazon Prime and ITV and BBC, they're brilliant. There's so much of them. But now they've taken an hour story and they've made it into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours, and it's better. But now we've got to find time to watch it. And whilst we're watching Netflix and watching other people's lives and their fantasies and the fantasies of the writers and the actors, we're not living our own lives. So Mark's just shrugged there. So I decided just to...
But their lives are much more interesting.
But they're not.
Yes, they are.
So
I had one anecdote about wearing a mask.
That's because you're watching too much Netflix.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
So I've got that. And I've also got... I've also got the problem with podcasts is I've got too many podcasts that I want to listen to as well. And people keep on recommending podcasts to me, and there's some great ones out there, and I'm not getting time to do it all. So that classic thing of meditate for 10 minutes a day, unless you're too busy, then meditate for an hour. It's like, I can't do it all, so I'm just going to do none of it.
But you only work one day a week.
Yeah, you say that. I
say that to wind you up.
Well, it's kind of true. It's sort of true. But I'm sort of trying to read all the books for the podcast coming up and stuff like that. So I've not been doing, I've just been getting on with doing stuff instead. And it's amazing what you can fill your time with as soon as you get to that stage where you can do it, you know, when you're not watching Netflix and stuff. But I've got huge anxiety now, huge anxiety, because I sort of feel like I'm missing out. I've got FOMO and anxiety. The big one is the, what's it called? Fair Festival. Everyone's talking about the Fair Festival. Have you seen that?
I haven't. No, I've heard about it.
The documentary.
Yes.
So everybody's texting me going, have you seen it?
If you haven't seen it, it's about a festival that went horribly wrong. It was a really high-end, wasn't it? A high-end music festival, arts festival type thing.
Yeah.
Where it all just, didn't it all, it just imploded and nothing worked. And
well, even my daughter's WhatsApped me the other day going, have you seen it, Dad? It's brilliant. I'm like going, even my daughters have watched this thing. Yeah. I've got to watch it. And I haven't. I saw the Bross documentary, but that was by mistake because my friend Simon said, you got to watch this. Turn it on now. It's like a comedy. And I turned it on and it was brilliant. It was good. So I haven't missed out on that one. But I've not seen Narcos.
Oh, Narcos Mexico is so good.
I haven't seen Sex Education.
No.
Everyone says it's brilliant. I haven't seen You.
You?
Isn't the one called You?
You, yes. No, I haven't seen that. I was recommended that the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Tin Star Starts Again, which the first series of that was amazing. You've got all the stuff on. There's so much stuff that I want to watch. And the last thing I did watch was the Vietnam War, recommended by you, which I did love. But that's kind of educational, so that was good. So I don't know. There's just so much on. I'm not sure I can deal with it.
Yeah, but it's, you know, what time do you go to bed? 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
So, you know, 8 or 9 till 10. Netflix time.
No, I fill my time with no, because I've got to look after kids. I've got to do all the other stuff.
Well,
if they're
not in bed, if they're not in bed by 9 o'clock, then you're doing something.
No, they're in bed. They're in bed well before. Well, not the twins aren't, but the she's well in bed.
Well, Netflix then. Netflix.
No,
out.
Then I've got to tidy up, clean up. I've got to read books. I've got to do that. I like it. It's my new life. I've decided it's becoming addictive, too addictive.
The reason that you have a fear of missing out is because you are actually missing out. Ammo. You are actually missing out.
All my WhatsApp groups, right, they used to be football and stuff like that. People talk about it. Now all it is Netflix. And they go, what's everyone watching tonight? That's what people say. And they start reeling it all in, all these ridiculous things that everyone... No, they're not ridiculous. They're really good and really good quality, but we can't keep up with it.
I was actually going to say, the amount we talk about Netflix, we should get a sponsor. But they don't need anything.
No, they
everyone
don't.
Knows about
well, them. Well, you hear they may be going out of business.
No, that's...
Their debts are huge, apparently.
They've always have been. It's the business plan.
Well, we'll see.
They all do
it. Apparently the venture capitalists might call it in, I've heard.
No. They always say that about online ventures. You look at all the huge online ventures have all been out of pocket, right? And they only make, you know, it's just like a 10-year plan or whatever.
I did a gag years ago when I was doing Channel B.
My voice is sounding really weedy compared to yours.
I did one years ago, a gag where people were going, everyone see The Wire last night? And one person sitting in an office went, I've not seen The Wire. And everyone starts going, you haven't seen The Wire? You haven't seen The Wire? And the thing is, I've never seen The Wire.
No, nor have I.
And I've never seen Sopranos, which I know you love. And I've never seen 24. It doesn't matter. I watched the first episode of, what's the one where everyone talks backwards and stuff? David Lynch.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. I saw one episode of that. It's not affecting my life at all. So I'm wondering if I never watch Series 3 of Narcos, if I never watch Sex Education, if I never watch the next, you know, whatever, will my life be better? I'd really like to hear if everybody else is finding this, that Netflix is just... Amazon Prime, I've got that as well. There's so much on there to watch. I don't know, Mark. I'm not sure about it. I've also... sorry. I've also changed my intermittent fasting.
This is what's happened with your voice.
Yeah.
It's because you've not been watching Netflix. You've been talking too much.
I've talked too much to you before we started this podcast. You did say to me, stop talking because you're going to ruin your voice. And it's
you
happened.
Were shouting at me about martial arts when we were walking down the street.
I was.
You were doing martial art moves going, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. I was like, save the voice, Tim.
Oh, that is really funny because I was. So Mark does, are you still doing sort of the bulletproof thing, the not greasy so much coffee diet?
Not so much the coffee at the moment. But you simply because I've been busy and also I have I wouldn't say it's OCD, but the thing of I have to clean everything before I leave the house.
Right.
And there's too much paraphernalia that comes with the greasy stuff. So right. I just have a small coffee before I leave the house.
So you're doing the, because I got confused, and I only realised this because I watched a lot of YouTube videos. Maybe I should stop doing that as well. You're doing the
Why don't you just poke your own eyes out, Tim? Then you won't get it.
You do the ketone diet. That's what you...
Yeah, ketosis.
Ketosis
ketogenic,
diet.
Yes.
Right. Which is basically... eating a diet to teach your body to burn
only fat.
Fuel yeah. in a different way. Okay,
yeah.
And what I was trying to do was the intermittent fasting, which is
which I do as well,
which I carried on doing. So that's the 16-8 diet. So you only eat 8 hours of the day. Makes sense to me yeah. as well. So I looked into that.
I try only eat 6 hours a day.
But what I didn't realize, because you were doing the coffees and stuff, that I was drinking coffee in the morning. And I break my fast at about 12, then I don't eat after 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I was drinking coffee before then. I went online and I listened to people like Rhonda Patrick and stuff. You're not allowed to drink coffee. And people said, people get confused between the ketone diet where you're in ketosis all the time.
But you can.
Burning.
Yeah, but you can do that because that doesn't count as...
Well, Rhonda Patrick and all the science people I listened to said, as soon as you put anything, supplements, any pills you take,
right.
any coffee... It breaks the fast and then your body starts...
I'm not sure about that, but okay.
I'll send you some videos. So now...
Netflix. I'm too busy watching Netflix.
So now I'm only drinking water and I actually prefer it.
Okay.
Because I found I was drinking maybe 2 or 3 coffees in the morning. Now I just get on with it. So anyway, that's my boring diet life. I'm going to try that for a few weeks and see how that goes. Just, I don't know why I'm doing it because I can't really tell what's happening. Someone said to me the other day, oh, well, we've got a... text about it in a minute, which a tweet which I'll talk about. Let's get on with some of these though. This one's from this is just from Twitter. This is from John. He says, after listening to Bruce Daisley on the pod, I think you'll like this book. It's a book called Workplaces Today. That's what he sent us. An informative and easy read. PS, how do you try and use your phone less? Well, I grayscale mine a lot and I've got it on a shortcut on my phone. Grayscaling, you'll have to look up how to do it because I can't remember. Grayscaling means you turn your phone black and white. Why are you laughing?
How much of a child you need to be that you have to turn your phone on black? I'm just not addicted to phones. I use my... I put a podcast on, right? And I put my phone in my pocket and I don't touch it until the podcast has ended. And then I open it up again and I put on another one.
Well, you're lucky because
what else have you got to look at? I simply don't understand the addiction.
Well,
phone addiction.
Well,
it makes
because
no.
Because you go onto Instagram, dung dung dung. You go onto Twitter, dung 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 dung. You go
just
onto,
ignore those things. They don't need them.
You can just ignore them. You can, Mark. I struggle. Or I go onto the news page.
What are you looking at? Dung, dung,
dung. Crap.
Why?
Because I'll tell you why. Because on Sunday brunch, we had a man on the other day who was talking about a secret life of 4 and 5 year olds. And he was explaining that there was this brilliant clip. They had 3 kids sitting there on iPads. They bought in chocolate and marshmallows. Yeah. And the kids didn't even look up. And yet they're addicted to that stuff.
Yeah.
And yet they didn't even look up because it's so powerful, these things. And what it is, it's a reward system in your brain. So I can't remember what's the what happens is every time you look at it and you hit something you like, your brain activates a reward thing. Now, in most days' life, I meet you, Mark, and you go, hey, Tim, I like your beard. That activates the reward thing. I'm like, oh, he likes me.
I'm going to send you a compliment every day.
It does. So it activates it. And I go, well, I like that. Whereas this is the shortcut to it on our phones and stuff. So that's why it's addictive and it's why we like it. I'm just going to quickly Google.
Yeah, but the amount of abuse you get on Twitter, how can that be any good for you?
Well, that's the other side of it. Actually, I don't get a lot of abuse these days. But that's the other side. Let me Google and find out what it is.
I've just realised while you're looking it up, the levels of hypocrisy here. You're saying people shouldn't spend hours watching Netflix, but you do a 3-hour TV show.
I'm Googling.
Tim is Googling on the internet, looking for information to fill up his head. To fill up his head, or just to fill up the time.
Yeah, my 3-hour TV show, though, is...
educational.
No, it's not educational as such, Mark, but what it is background television. That's what people tell me. Stick it on in the background. It's the... Oh, dopamine. That's it. Oh, I don't even know.
I didn't realise that's what you were looking up. I genuinely could have told you that if you'd asked me.
Okay, so dopamine, it connects the ventral tegmental area, one of the principal dopamine-producing areas of the brain. So when you get a reward, which is basically by just looking at it, you look at your phone, you hit something you like, you get a reward.
Right.
And if you get a like, it's even bigger reward. And that's why we're doing it, because we like rewarding ourselves. It's so addictive. I don't know what we're all going to do, how we're going to get off it. But anyway, grayscale your phone.
It doesn't matter.
Well, what happens with grayscaling your phone is you look at it, it's black and white, and you're like, God, it's not as exciting. There aren't as many colours and pretty things flashing lights at you.
That is mind-boggling that you need to do that.
Yeah, but half the battle with addiction is realising you've got it, which I have. I was going to change my phone, I've told you this before, to the old Nokia.
Yeah.
And I decided...
And you said that before, and I'll say it to you the same thing again. And if you do that, please can I have your lovely new iPhone?
But the guy in the shop said you can't listen to podcasts. He knew our podcast. He said you can't listen to podcasts. And I was like, well, there's no point, because that's what I do. I listen to podcasts.
He knew our podcast?
Yeah.
He's the listener.
He is the listener. Hello. Angela Cornwall says... talking about Peter Blexley, very popular every time Peter Blexley comes on. Great podcast, he's so interesting and lives such a brilliant life. He has lived a brilliant life, hasn't he? Adam says, I've been spending a lot of time listening to your podcast and thoroughly enjoy them all. I work for the police and particularly enjoy Peter Blexley's episode and his support and work for the emergency services. I always wonder whether the police like Peter, because he's kind of critical of them. Actually, he's more critical of the funding for the police, isn't he? I've spent some time working as an offender manager role, risk assessing and helping those that pose significant threat to others within our community. As part of this, I attended a seminar which has a psychosexual therapist as a guest speaker. Her name is Marcella Leonard. Oh, in short, she specializes in all things sex. She'd be great to have her as a guest on your show. Well, we should try her. Let's make a note of that. Marcella Leonard. Just a suggestion, keep up the good work. I think we've got a problem with the police at the moment. I think we need more police out on the streets. London, where we live, or where I live, it's even, you know, everywhere now just seems to be stabbings going on and things. It seems to be becoming more norm, and it seems to have been drifted away from just people causing trouble with each other. I know there's always been trouble, and I know the world is the safest it's ever been, ever, apparently. Mm. But I still think the idea that a dad of two who's in his 40s or something could get stabbed in a road rage incident or something. What the hell is going on?
97-year-olds spanking it around in Range Rovers without seatbelts on.
That's weird, isn't it? That is weird.
That's mental.
That is strange that he's allowed to do that. That's kind of, I don't really want to have an opinion on the royal family, like gauging other people's opinions, but that's, they're coming unstuck with that one. There seems to be a massive move in the press against the royal family at the moment, going, we're privileged, we can put a 97-year-old in a car,
yeah,
and without a seatbelt the next day and a brand new one. That was the thing. That's where that was the mistake they made. You know, the next day he should have been seen being chauffeur driven around,
yeah,
shouldn't he?
Yeah,
going, oh, he's learned his lesson type thing. Anyway, this is a good one as well. Who's this one from? I'm not sure. This one's from Funky Nigel.
Funky Nigel?
Yeah.
What a name.
At the end of the Peter Blexley podcast, you asked for similar guests Woodsy Zero was also an undercover cop who has written a book on the war on drugs. His name's Neil Woods. He's who he's talking about. I've got his books. I've contacted him. We're going to do a podcast together.
Hey.
He's really pro legalizing drugs. And I can't wait to get him on because I've thought loads about
it. What, do you think he might bring some?
You never know. but the interesting thing is, Mark, I'm interested in prescription drugs. If we legalize all drugs, does that mean sleeping pills? Because
yeah.
we know, and does that mean what are those drugs that people get codeine and
cocodamol?
Yeah, oh, that's it. And the other one, what's the one that people get really addicted to? The pain relief one. Anyway, they get. Do we also have to legalize all those as well? What's it called?
But they are legal, but they're
morphine.
Prescription.
Yeah, but they're prescription. Can you just go to a shop and buy morphine if you want it? Because you know, is that yeah. what happens? Because you could end up with people getting very addicted to that sort of stuff. And also, if they are legal, you and I don't take drugs. You don't take drugs, do you?
No,
I don't. You know I don't.
Can't afford it.
No. But if they were, would you and me just be sitting there and say we could get a bit of coke, say, a cocaine in a cocaine. You can tell I don't take drugs. Cocaine in a pill form. And we go, we're about to do the podcast. Let's have a bit of coke. It'll just get us up, get our confidence going. No, not snorting it, but if we could take it in a pill form, which is what's happened in America, the marijuana thing has gone mental and the weed, and they're all taking it as edibles.
Yeah.
And people are doing it all the time now. People are forgetting, though, that weed and marijuana, it's becoming so normal, but it can lead to depression. So, you know, you've got to be careful with these things. Would we just sit here normally and go, let's just do a bit of coke?
I'm going to use your favourite line.
Go on.
Everything in moderation, Tim.
Oh, Christ, that line's so stupid. But I've listened to some American podcasters and they take different substances to get themselves up for the, you know, like
yeah.
legal stuff to get themselves up for their podcast. Would we just sit here and do a bit of coke just before we go?
I've had a decaf coffee.
Yeah. It's weird though, isn't it? I can't get my head around it still because in our lifetimes, they've always been illegal. But he's going to come on and talk
or
about
are we that. Just really boring?
What, for not doing it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I wonder if we'd like it. I wonder if it'd be good for us. If it was, this is what my process is going, because you know I drink alcohol, so do you, because it's controlled. We know what we're getting. You know, you wouldn't go to a corner shop and buy some illegal vodka that could make you go blind, would you? You wouldn't.
You wouldn't. I don't really drink vodka.
Right, Lindsay says, should we do chores today or go bowling? And I answered her, make time for both. Life is a balance. However, always keep certain standards around the house. It's good to have a steady base. This is my big thing. I always feel happy when my house is tidy.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, because you come around here a lot. I struggle. Like, there's sometimes dirty surfaces and stuff. I've seen you sometimes clean them. And I think oh,
I'm
God.
Like Monica from Friends. Yeah. I don't know if you know, she goes around and cleans people's houses.
I watch one episode of Friends. I think I watched them all, Mark. You love Friends, don't you?
It's all right. I actually think Big Bang Theory is better. I've come to that conclusion.
I just think Friends was the same every episode.
It did borrow, if you look at it, it does borrow heavily from Seinfeld.
Does it?
I think so. But it was just after Seinfeld, and Seinfeld changed everything, didn't it?
I didn't watch Friends because I was always out when it was on, and so I never got to watch it. And then I was out taking cocaines. Up my nose. Anyway, I always feel happy when the house is sorted. I'm useless at it. So one of the things that I want to try and do, I'm trying to set myself, you've got to keep on setting yourself new targets. If you do it long enough, it becomes a habit. My new habit is trying to, which I'm failing, go to bed every night with everything immaculate. Wake up every morning, the house is immaculate.
You didn't do that this morning?
No, I didn't. You're right, I didn't. And I hate myself for it. Even just looking over there, that pile of books annoys me. But these are all books. There's 6 books there that I have to read for the podcast. And it annoys me, but I don't want to do with them.
I'm going to be honest. It was an effing tip when I turned up this morning.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, only because I'd got all the equipment out, ready for the... Sod you. This is from Phil, another Phil. Been listening to the podcast at random. Tim Spector, Jason Fox, Tom Kerridge, John Lloyd, Jason Fleming. Is there a Duff one out there? Do you know what? That's really nice.
Yeah, our ones.
I know. That's really nice because they are genuinely, I love them.
Yeah.
I just love them. They're just nice conversations. I just think they're great. Thank you for that. It makes us really happy when we get good feedback.
I feel like I should read out some negative feedback just to balance this.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Have you got some?
I've got some.
Yeah, where is it?
This is our... We had some really lovely things on iTunes, actually.
Yeah.
But there's a couple that made me laugh.
Go on, we'll get just set us up by doing some of the nice ones.
Okay.
Because on your iTunes, you've told me the comments that they're pretty much 5 stars.
What I'll do is, have you ever had to give anyone feedback and you've used the shit sandwich method?
Okay, so that's...
So you positive,
yeah,
negative, positive. Brilliant. Right, okay,
do that.
So here we go. I can't remember. I loved this one, and I can't remember if I've read this out before. It's a slightly old one, but it made me laugh. I don't know whether...
Try it, doesn't matter.
Lovejoy is fast becoming the Wolfie Smith of the 21st century.
You haven't read that. That's amazing. Tooting popular from.
Bringing power to the people to take some control of their lives. Great guests and highly entertaining. Give it a listen. That's from Legsy65.
That's great.
I love that one. Now, here's a couple of... this is a BLT. There's two layers of this shit sandwich.
Okay, good. Come on.
I love this podcast, but I'm frustrated that the sound quality is awful. No, it's not. Shut your face. No problem listening on headphones, but without headphones, the volume goes up and down. No, it doesn't, because I can press it. Especially on Tim's voice, and he does mumble a lot. He mumbles a lot. I mumbled the word mumble.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? That's
Hang on.
Go on.
Tried to listen in the car and had to give up. Please sort it out so I can give you 5 stars. She's given us 4 stars. So I think that's very... that's Amanda Panda, 1966.
Do you know what? I do think she's correct on that, because I have listened to some back where I'm reading emails. And if they're long emails, I'm about to do one in a minute.
You sort of shut down, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just sort of end up reading them in my head, I think. Mark has actually... So that's not actually bad, because Mark...
I always
has,
do that, do yeah, that, don't I?
Mark does a gesture. Get up. Because I do go into a mumble sometimes.
Now this...
Do you know why that is? It's because I'm not brilliant at reading.
I mean, I've never noticed.
Nor are you.
I'm dreadful.
I'm not brilliant at reading, so it's an art to reading.
Right, do you want the lettuce of this shit sandwich?
I couldn't do the news. Yeah, go on. She's right, anyway.
This one, I love this one. This is the only 1 star we've ever got.
Oh, brilliant, go on.
Not interested in listening to anyone who refers to their listening audience as you lot, so brash and disrespectful. And the title of the review is Brash. And it's by North Oaks 33. So, yeah.
You lot. So yeah. He's got a good point.
That have is, you? Do you?
Disrespectful.
Like it.
I'm disrespecting our listeners.
I like being talked... I like saying... I like you lot.
You lot. Yeah, I don't know.
Otherwise, anything else sounds a little insincere, doesn't it?
But I've also got to distance myself. I mean, I'm on TV. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. I can't believe you've got a bad throat, because that sort of thing shouldn't happen to us.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have to put up with that.
Do you know how hard I work to go on TV? I've got a sore throat. Can't believe it.
Because I think celebrities work much harder than normal people, don't they?
What I can't believe is I'm a celebrity. I'm on television. I grow a beard. And people can't just say how brilliant
Just say how
I
brilliant
am.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, no matter, even if they don't think it is.
Do they know how hard I've worked to get
Tim,
onto television?
They can't do.
They can't. How dare they?
that lot.
That bloody lot. That lot. Go on, Tim, shit sandwich. Go on, give us a nice one. Off the back of it.
I forgot about the nice ones.
We need the
nice this ones. Is from 48D. I came across this podcast a couple of months ago and listened to it whilst walking the dog or when driving. I have found some of the specials really inspiring and thought-provoking. Oh, no, this turns into shit.
Oh, no, does this turn into shit sandwich?
Some episodes are better than others. Oh, that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that is like any conversation. You do feel as though you're in Tim's kitchen as part of the group. I'm trying to work my way through all the podcasts. Keep up the good work, Tim and Mark. Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to add my review as I'd listened to a couple more. Oh, I haven't. Yeah, that goes on there, but I haven't expanded it. Anyway, thank you for that. It's 5 stars as well.
So, brilliant. Well, listen, keep sending feedback on iTunes or anywhere else you want to do it. This one comes from the, who's this? Marco. Marco says, Dear Tim, are you still taking cold showers and do you feel the benefits? I could not keep it up. I've taken up open water swimming once a week instead. I've pointed out to him that I'm jealous because I would love to do that. It's one of those things that I'd absolutely love to do. Get in. I've got the Thames up the road from me, but I'm just not sure that I can go swimming in the Thames. I just don't know whether that's feasible or not. But I'd love to do it if I could do that. I've always thought maybe I should do some open water swimming. However,
I don't think you should swim with that beard because you'll look like a drowning vagrant.
I look like a walrus.
Walrus?
A walrus. The thing is, though, what happens when someone pointed out, when you're going to exercise, by the way, if you want a gym membership, it has to be 5 minutes from your house or 5 minutes from your work, or you will never use it. And there's not somewhere I can swim 5 minutes from my house. But I am still doing the cold showers, and I love them. I cannot tell whether they're doing me any good or not. No idea. The science behind it, which I listen to a lot, I look up and I watch YouTube videos and stuff. They say that it's brilliant for me. I'm totally addicted to cold showers. I do them the whole time. I also do a hell of a lot of sauna treatment as well. Again, heat stress on your body is supposed to be good for you. All these things are experiments. They're all trial. But what I'm not doing is I'm not in the position where I can constantly have blood tests so I can see what effect it's having on me. Do I feel any different? No, but I never feel any different. When I gave up sugar, I didn't feel any different. When I do anything, I don't feel different, but I am addicted to them. Halfway through the day, I always think, I'd like a cold shower. And the best thing is when you go in, and at the moment, because it's winter, the showers are really cold, especially in my gym and my house and everywhere. And if you turn it on, the pain of getting in is amazing, because 10 seconds later, if you don't panic, you're going to get an amazing glowing feeling inside as the blood rushes all over your body to try and, it's in panic. I don't know. I love them. You do cold showers as well, don't you?
No. I like a sort of medium tepid shower. I don't like hot showers. I get quite panicky. It's why I can't do saunas.
You don't do the cold ones?
No, I tried them. It didn't do anything for me. It doesn't do anything, I don't think.
I love the fact that if you don't like it, it doesn't do anything for you.
Well, no, it doesn't do anything because I don't like it.
But internally it might be doing something for you. You can't just do things you like, otherwise you just eat chocolate all day long.
I think beauty is very much skin deep. I think I'm only interested in stuff that makes me look good.
I love it. Anyway, I love it. Once you can get over the fact that it hurts when you go in, and it never stops hurting. It's just, it's like wearing a pair of tight shoes. When you take them off, it's like, oh, that's great. And that's like walking in a shower. You're going to be painful for a while, but the bit which comes afterwards is just amazing.
It's better than
that cocaine stuff.
I like getting into bed when the bottom of the bed is cold and you put your feet in. That's the best cold bit.
Yeah.
Do you know that bit? That feeling when you first get into bed and the bit bottom's cold? No?
No.
All right.
No. I don't know that. Okay. But isn't the whole bed cold when you get in?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I like cold. Everyone likes a cold bed, but that's how you sleep. Your body, when you go to sleep, your body goes down in temperature. That's why... I can't quite remember the science behind it, but that's why you take a hot shower at night. It moves all the heat in your body somewhere. So when you go to bed, it's easier to cool down for some reason.
Right.
That's why they say take hot showers or hot baths at night. It's to help your body cool down. Don't know the science behind it. I assume it's because you move the blood to the outside so it can cool down quicker. Shall we have a little word? I'm going to just take a drink here. Hold on.
Wow, that couldn't have been any louder.
Shall we have a little word from our sponsors?
Go on then.
This podcast is sponsored by Cooker, spelt Quooker, but pronounced Cooker. This amazing painted, spelt Quooker, by the way, Q-U-O-O-K-E-R. This amazing patented invention delivers instantaneous 100 degrees boiling water, plus hot, cold, and even filtered cold water, all from a kitchen tap, saving water, energy, money, and time. And it's far safer than a kettle. No kitchen is complete without its cooker. Spelt quicker. I absolutely love my cooker. Anyway, it's the tap that does it all. Visit cooker.co.uk for details. Cooker, spelt quicker, for details. I love mine. It's one of the best things I've ever put. I love it in my kitchen. Really makes a difference.
In celebration of Cooker being involved in a podcast, I've written a jingle for them.
Do they know?
No, they don't. It's a little surprise.
Is it good?
Well, look, it's as good as anything I've done. So exactly. You can be the judge of whether it's good or not. It depends.
Can I be really honest with you though?
Go on.
When I hear it, can I be really honest with you? Do you mind?
No,
I,
don't care.
So you don't mind what I think?
No.
Okay.
No, right. I mean, unless it's negative, then I'll come over and punch you in the face.
No, if it's negative, can I tell you it's negative?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. Here you go.
I'm going
to
sulk.
Turn on the cooker. Cooker spelled with a Q-U. Turn on the cooker and instantly make a brew. Turn on the cooker. Cooker spelled with a Q-U. Turn on the cooker. Hot water for vegetables too. La, 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 la.
Oh, Mark. That is brilliant. I actually, 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
I absolutely love that.
Do you think they'll like it?
I don't know.
Do you like this bit? Do you like this bit though?
I do like this bed. Yeah, it's nice. I do you know what? I might go and make myself a cup of tea. Okay. Just because it feels like, I'm just going to make myself a quick cup of tea. And I don't have to boil the, kettle, Mark.
You don't have to shout either, Tim.
I just put a tea bag in and there we go.
That is quick, isn't it?
That is good. That's it. Well, it's not quite finished, so I've got to stick the milk in. I always stick the milk in last, Mark. And I know there's a lot of controversy over this for some ridiculous reason.
Hopefully that will coat your throat and you won't...
Why would anyone care? Would you want a cup of tea, Mark?
No, thank you.
Why not?
I'm going to get... What I will do, though, is actually I'm going to get some filtered water.
Why don't you want a cup of tea, Mark?
Because I don't drink caffeine, Tim.
Mark doesn't drink caffeine. Mm. I literally think I might be the only person left on planet Earth that actually eats and drinks everything. I eat dairy, I eat meat, I eat vegan food, I eat gluten, I eat bread, I eat caffeine, I drink caffeine. I basically can take everything. I'm a superhuman because I can absolutely.
And that's why you sound like Mariella Frostrop.
I can eat nuts. I don't know. I'm the only person left who doesn't have I don't have anything I don't eat apart from coriander.
And goat's cheese.
And goat's cheese.
So you don't eat everything.
And truffle oil. So how long have you not done caffeine for?
Oh, it's got to be nearly 10 years, maybe.
Okay.
And I won't tell you why.
Anxiety, I imagine.
Yes.
Make a difference, did you know?
Very much, very much so.
Mm, cold showers, good for anxiety. Apparently, according to Wim Hof. If you haven't listened to the Wim Hof podcast, by the way, listen to that one. That's one of the great ones. Really enjoyed that. This comes from Peter Eagle. Love the Sunday Brunch show, love the podcast. Would really like it if you did a podcast with a bat lady from Sunday Brunch. Her amazing voice combined with stories of her life and care for bats would be brilliant. That would be a great idea. Do you remember her?
I do remember her. It feels to me, she was brilliant. It feels to me a little visual for a podcast.
Mm.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
My producer hat went on there. I'm going to take my producer hat off now.
I don't know, it could work. It might work. She talks a lot. She knows her stuff. God, she knows her stuff. And he says, this again, still from Pete. Oh, and Tim, tell your friends and listeners with psoriasis to try Exorex. Or oh, like that name for a drug.
Sounds like a missile.
Exorex, spelled E-X-O-R-E-X. I've suffered for 40 years and it's the best medical treatment I've found. Exorex, that's from Peter. Now, this is the really long one.
Right, you know we've been going for about 45 minutes now.
This is about 45 minutes, this email.
Oh, man. Can you sub it a bit?
I'll try, but I quite like it, so I'm going to give it a go. He does say right at the end, though.
Can you remember to keep your voice up and not start mumbling?
I will try and do that, but I'm struggling
with my
voice.
You're going to get another one-star review.
He does say it'd be great if I could remain anonymous if read out on the podcast. Cheers. So this is from Mr...
We've had X, we've had Y. But let's start beginning again, A.
Mr. A? Or should we put Mr. Good Life?
I don't know what it's about, Tim, so...
It's about his good life.
Oh, do I really want to hear it, then?
It's interesting, right? Okay, so, he says, all right, Tim and Mark. He's from Middlesbrough. I can't do his accent. It's currently 1:50 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon, and I'm sat alone at a bar in New York, and I've just completed listening to episode 33 with Roman Krasnarich. How do you say his name?
I can't remember, but yes, that's a rough approximation, isn't it?
In which he discusses the death of pure spontaneity in modern culture. Yes, he did. It was a good podcast, that. There have been plenty of issues addressed on the show so far that have triggered deep thought within myself, and I feel now is the right time to email in. Am I nice and up, Mark? Am I nice and up?
You are, too.
With my delivery. I'm a 24-year-old lad from Middlesbrough. I have a comfortable, secure, and remarkably well-paid job in the chemical industry, drug dealer. That is
everything's made of chemicals, and you've chosen that.
That is accompanied with plenty of free time due to the nature of shift work. I still choose to live at home with a parent, as I utilise the benefits of my job to travel the world whenever possible. Okay, first of all, you're 24 and living with your parent. Good on you, because you're using it for your life. But I couldn't live with my parents at 24 years of age. I couldn't have done that. I had to get up and get out. It was this burning desire. And then when I had a flatmate, I remember living in a flat with a mate going, I need to get away from this guy, even though he's a best mate of mine still. Just that feeling of wanting to just kind of be on my own. So, but you choose to do it differently. So far this calendar year, alone, I've been to the WWE Royal Rumble event in a box in Philadelphia. Not been to Philadelphia, Mark, but I hear they put on a lovely spread.
Oh.
I don't know why people do WWE. I just don't get WWE. I can't understand it. It's one of those things that I've watched them once or right. twice, and I know, like, oh, it's the Undertaker or Hulk Hogan or whatever, but I just don't get it. You know they're brilliant at what they do, but you know it's a fix. So how do you buy into it?
I suppose what you can say for it, I don't watch it either. A lot of my friends do. A lot of my friends really enjoy it. But I think what you probably can say about it is that at least it's
real? No.
No. It's sort of false. Its falsehood is worn on its sleeve,
right?
In the sense, you know, football and boxing and all these things are fixed to a certain extent, aren't they?
Oh, I'm not sure about football. I don't know. Have
about
Have
you seen
boxing
Man
either.
City's draws?
I don't think so.
At least it's worn on its sleeve.
I've done the FA Cup draw before.
Hot balls.
And the balls are not
hot balls.
The balls are not
hot
warm.
Hot balls.
I got to tell you, they're not warm. Anyway, can you ask your WWE friends, Mark, why they like it and come back and report on the podcast?
One of my friends watches it, and I say, what are you up to? And he'll tell me, and I refer to it as sweaty men in pants.
It's, yeah.
That's what it's known as now.
I like it. I think it's amazing, but I just don't get it. I don't get why you want to watch something when you know they've decided beforehand who's going to win and they've choreographed it. They're amazing athletes. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, be careful, because you'll get sent on that Louis Theroux thing where he got sent to the... Did you see that?
Yeah. He got his head stoved in. Yeah.
They made him sick.
I've interviewed a load of them, and they are brilliant personalities.
Yeah.
And it's a great spectacle. I just don't get it, right? Anyway, if someone could explain to me, then maybe I could get it. Anyway, he said, I combined it with a trip across to Las Vegas and Kansas City. I then returned to the West Coast to complete the Big Sur road trip along the California coast. This guy's living the dream. For the second time in 12 months, he did that. Christ. I was then able to tour around Germany, France, and Spain, all separate trips. In Spain, I attended my second Madrid derby at the Bernabeu. Jesus Christ. Before flying off to the Canadian West Coast to do Icefield Parkway trip between Jasper and Banff National Park. I don't know what that is. Do you know what the Icefield Parkway road trip is?
No idea.
A few weeks later, I then flew to Japan, where I spent 2 weeks travelling
between... This guy can do one, can't he? What's his problem?
I spent 2 weeks travelling between Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka. It's important to know that each one of these trips has been one or two with one or two mates each time. I returned from my Japan trip 10 days ago, assuming my travelling was finished on the year, before stumbling upon an incredibly cheap flight to New York on Saturday, which I found simply too good to miss out on. Nobody else was able to commit to coming for 5 days at such short notice. I acted upon it, and 48 hours later, I'm here in New York City on my first solo trip of the year.
City.
What is
Where did that tea go?
What is his job? Chemical industry. It is a drug dealer. How can he take all that time off? Is that in 1 year, do you think?
I don't know. What Has he got a question, or is he just showing off?
Don't worry, this entire email isn't going to be me patting myself on the back the entire time. I feel I'm at a fork in the road in regards to my life. Every mate I have from my school days owns their own property and have all been in relationships for an incredibly long time. I make it that I'm the only one of the group who isn't. When talking to family or strangers in bars in New York City, I'm constantly told, good on you, that's brilliant, I admire you for what you're doing. Then there's always an aside. So when you are going to find a, they always say, when are you going to find a partner? When are you going to buy a house? When it comes to relationships, I haven't been in one for some time. Having thought about it, I haven't been in anything remotely serious for probably 4 to 5 years. How old did he say he was? 24, 4 or 5 years. So not since he was a teenager, which is quite incredible to realize. I'm not against relationships, but my attitude towards relationships and women in general is hampered because I think I've developed an incredibly narcissistic lifestyle. No shit. But he's enjoying himself. Everything I do for myself with almost little or no thought for others. I don't even pursue women anymore. Every contact I have with them in the past few years has been on my own terms. Oh, this is a bit funny. And once I've got what I wanted, I ghost them. Ooh, Mr. Good Life. You're not coming across well there. You shouldn't be ghosting people. Sometimes I've just ghosted them because I'm simply too bored of mundane small talk on my phone. When it comes to home life, everything is done for me. Mark coined a term around episode 30.
Infantilized?
Yeah.
Yeah, infantilized. Yeah.
What did you say that meant? Being childish?
Yeah. Well, in broad terms, yeah.
How are you saying it? Infantilized.
Yeah.
That probably addresses me. Put simply, I don't think I've grown up. I live my life like a teenager with money.
I didn't coin that term. That's a word.
It is a proper word. Yeah. Okay. Should I be setting myself timelined goals? For example, when I'm 25, should I have knocked the travelling on the head, grown up and moved into my own place?
It will happen when it happens.
It's just, I think, you know, it's just life. It's just... I just don't think you take a stance on it. I think what you do is you just let life live out,
yeah.
And you'll get the urges. So in about a year's time or something, you'll be sitting across the table from your parent and you'll be going, why the hell am I here? I do not want to be in this house. And then you'll think, one day you'll be traveling and you'll think, oh my God, I've been everywhere now. This is boring. I want to do something else. It's just you're doing it differently from other people. What I think happens is society set out all these rules and laws of what you should be doing. And what you're doing is you're breaking them. And it's fine. What you're doing is correct. You're using it for what you want. Now, what they do is they, all your mates, that they're all settling down. They're all going to buy a house. They're all going to have children. And then in 10 years' time, they're all going to get divorced like the rest of us. And then they're all going to have their second family and their stepkids. We're all just going through the same process. You've just decided to do your own process. And you've fortunately, sorry, my voice must be getting annoying now. But fortunately, you've landed in a place where
we've got 111 of these.
But you've landed on a place where you've got the right job and you're living with your parents. You're not that interested in, you've sussed out that you're not that interested in a partner right now at the moment. You're doing it fine. You've literally not a problem at all. And everyone should stop looking at what society dictates and actually make their own mind up what they want to do in life. Mr. Good Life, you're kind of a bit of an example to us. And the other side of it is you actually understand you're living a narcissistic life. If you understand you're living a narcissistic life, it means you're not a narcissist because you understand where you are at it. Some woman is going to wander into your life, or partner of any description is going to wander into your life, and you're going to change the way you feel about it totally. Do you agree?
Yeah, it will happen when it happens. Don't rush anything.
Meanwhile...
Because then you've got the rest of your life stuck under debt and
yeah,
work and children. So enjoy it now.
And there's a huge panic.
Because you'll lose that swagger.
There's a
to quote Partridge.
There's a huge panic to fit into society. Society has not got it right, I promise you. And we're all flailing around, all of us in society, going, what should we be doing? Where are we? If I just buy a new Mercedes, I'll be really happy. If I get one more bedroom, I'll be happy. If I move to the countryside, I'll be happy. If I just get that holiday, I'll be happy. I just need the promotion, I'll be happy. No, it's all bullshit. It's just find your place in life, live life, live life per day, and let life play itself out. Don't believe the universe nonsense, that's crap, but just let life play itself out. You'll find your way, you'll find the urges what happened to you to change it. I promise you, if in 10 years time you're still every spare opportunity going, I want to get on a plane, I think
if you can afford it, go.
Well, in 10 years time you won't want to do that. No. There's not a chance, because you'll be like Mark and I, you'll be thinking, oh God, I've got to go through passport immigration again.
Especially after the 29th of March.
Yeah.
Also, if you're not sure what to do, check your horoscopes regularly.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do that. Jesus Christ. So I keep on getting invited. I've got some friends.
I reckon that should be our advice to everybody. Yeah,
check your horoscope. I keep on getting...
See what they say.
My friends keep on getting... trying to invite me to nights with mediums or what they called...
clairvoyants.
Clairvoyant. And the other day, one of them said... can you cut, we're having a night, everyone chip in and we get a brilliant medium round. Then a few minutes later, sorry, I got it wrong. It's not a medium, it's a clairvoyant. And I said to them, what's the difference? What is the, I don't know what the difference is, do you?
No.
And then they said, well, I know there's a big difference, and they didn't tell me. And they said, can you ask them first, how does it work? And then how can I learn how to do it? Can they teach me how to do it? And then I'll come. If they can't do that, then I'm not interested. And she was going, oh, please come, because it's, honestly, they know stuff about me that no one else could ever know.
There's a brilliant film on Sky Movies at the moment called A Crooked Somebody.
Yeah.
And it's about a medium. And he gets involved in this murder, and it's very good. It's
really
worth watching it. But he does, the film starts off with him doing a meeting in a town hall, a reading type thing. And you see all the tricks, and it's brilliant. It's really funny.
Maybe we should get a clairvoyant on here.
No, because we'll just laugh at them.
Well, I wouldn't laugh at someone.
I would.
No, I'd always give someone the time of day. The thing is, I think...
They fleece money out. They're not good people. No, sorry.
All right. Do you think they're con men?
Yes.
Or women. Or do you think they actually think they have the power?
No, they do not think they have
the power.
Are you sure? Yes. Yes.
I'm not sure.
They prey on the weak and vulnerable. They are not good. No.
What about people who do horoscopes, though?
Cobblers. They write a column in the newspaper, get their money and run. It's just, they know it's not real.
I wonder if they think they know. Anyway, every time I've met one, I say, how'd you do it?
Touch wood, I haven't offended anyone.
Well, if they have, they can write to us and then they can, all right, okay. Oh yeah, it's funny, I get it.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, no, that's good, I'm slow. Apologies. Right, okay, let us know your opinions on clairvoyance and horoscopes and everyone else. What's his name? Darren Brown talks a lot about it.
Yeah,
he's
very interested about it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where I form my opinions.
Well, Darren Brown's also proved it all to be wrong and actually adopted the part.
It's a thing, once you learn how to do.
Well, yeah. He's done it, hasn't he? And he's also become a faith healer as well.
Yeah, my problem with it is the people that he targets. It's like robbing pensioners, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, let us know what you think. You know, we're here to be educated. This is time for some life hacks, some pearls of wisdom, things they don't teach you at school.
Go on then.
TV team in the house. Life hacks. Pearls of wisdom. Don't let life mug you off. Mug.
Okay, so for anyone who's just a new listener to this, what I always do is we get three. Well, I used to just give pearls of wisdom, but then I run out of them. So just get three random words. And then from the three random words, I go into my head and I find amazing bits of pearls of wisdom to help you out. Remember, though, if you are taking advice of me, you're taking advice of a TV presenter, which is a horrible idea.
Terrible word.
So the first word which came out was hook. And... I've written here, hook, it's the most important part of a business. Put simply, what's the thing that interests the customer? I mean, it's easy to see in music because you know what the hook is. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Hey, I'm not paying PRS on that.
Spaceman, always wanted you to go into spaceman. There you go. There's a couple of hooks for you, which you won't be able to get out of your head now. And I don't think the hook is actually evil. It's actually saying, what is the bit of your business, whatever it is, that is going to interest people if you want to hook them in. Now, the word hook sounds terrible, like they're a fish or something, you're hooking them in.
Or Captain Hook.
But it's, yeah, but it is actually, that is what you're looking for. Whenever you've got a business, wherever you're doing a project, think, what's the hook? What is our hook, Mark?
We haven't got one, Tim.
No, we haven't, have we?
It's you, isn't it? I mean, that's depressing.
Yeah, that is.
The worst hook since Abu Hamza.
I think our nice joke, good. I think our that's funny. I like that. I think our hook is probably getting people thinking a bit. Maybe.
What have you unpicked the podcast?
Let's move on. The next work is clear. This is a good one, this. I struggled with clear for a long time because when I was visualizing the word clear, all I could think of was windows and things like that. And then it came to me, boosh, clear. I'm a firm believer that things only become clear when you step away from them. This includes stepping away from a workplace, a town, or even a country. If you're struggling with a decision, get on a train and go somewhere else and things become clear. I really believe this. So when I'm sort of going, oh no, I've got too much, there's too much going on in my life, as soon as I get to an airport or a train station, as soon as I arrive somewhere else, it does. Going for a walk, I love, around the park or whatever.
I did that this morning. Yeah.
But actually, if you get on a train anywhere, just go, right, I'm going to Brighton, I'm going to Sheffield, I'm going to Middlesbrough, and just arrive in somebody else's town where you know nothing. And it's all like, I don't understand anything here. This isn't my place. All your decisions on that train journey there and your train journey back become clearer. That's why people like holidays, because things become clear.
I can heartily recommend the train journey to Edinburgh.
Oh, do you go through beautiful countryside?
It's 4 hours and there's not really much you can do apart from get a coffee from the, you know, or a four pack of Stella from the thing. And you just sit there and it's great. And it's the coastline and you go through Newcastle. You actually go through the old castle walls.
Do you?
It's amazing. And then when you get up there, just the coastline all the way.
Oh, it's 4 hours from London.
You go through Durham.
From London, it's four hours.
Astonishing. It's a really wonderful journey.
That's good. Okay, yeah, I might try that. I wonder how much it costs. That always puts me off trains.
Get a cheap one. Be fine. You would love it.
When's the best time to go there? You have to go during the day, obviously, because you want to see.
Cheaper at the weekend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because you buy a standard class and then you can upgrade for £25. So you get first class, you get a big seat, you get teas and coffees and stuff. They bring around sandwiches.
Okay.
Yes, glorious.
And my final word is van. God, I had to just...
Van?
Oh, yeah, van.
As in the trainers?
Well, or I didn't go down that route.
Or as in French for wine?
V-A-N, van. Right, that's what I went for. That's the word which came up. That's the random word that I've got. But, you know, I deliver. I can deliver.
Much like a van does.
Very good. Very good. Okay. And here we go with van. Don't let your desire outweigh your needs.
Oh my God, this is going to be shit.
If you need to carry 60 bags of potatoes every day for your business, do you get the latest BMW as that's what you desire, or do you get a van? You get left 100k in a will. Do you buy a swimming pool and have to spend a yearly amount on maintenance? Or do you pay off some of your mortgage and get a gym membership to somewhere which has a nice pool and they pay the maintenance? Van.
That was thin, tenuous,
good advice,
and not very good.
No, that's good advice. Don't let your desire outweigh your needs. Always remember.
You got that from Van?
Yeah, Van.
Jesus.
I was sitting there, I was thinking, how the hell can I manipulate Van to something of any interest?
Or to something I've already written.
It's true, you need to carry 60 bags of potatoes, Mark, every day for your business. Do you get the latest BMW as that's what you desire, or do you get
I reckon van? You could fit 60 bags of potatoes in a...
You can, but if you're doing it every day, it's not practical, Mark. Get yourself a van and just, you know, take a big... deep breath and go, right, I like the BMW. That's what I'd really like to have.
Get a BMW van. We're not sponsored by them. I don't know why he's got on this BMW thing.
Let me change it then. You need to carry 60 bags of potato every day for your business.
Don't say it again.
Do you get the latest Mercedes? Audi. Luxury brand. Aston Martin. Do you get an Aston Martin? There you go. That visualises it better for you. And that's what you desire. Or do you get a van? Do you desire cars, Mark?
I don't have a driving licence, so it would be futile.
Yeah, I don't desire cars anymore. I used to want the best, greatest car. But anyway, that's it on van. That's a good one, I think.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks, Tim.
I think everyone will agree that's a good piece of advice to take with you.
Yeah, brilliant. That's really
good. I'll just remind you one more time. It's don't let your desire outweigh your needs. Every time you look at a van, think, that guy could have had maybe a BMW or an Audi or an Aston Martin, but instead got a van because that was his needs.
I always feel like this podcast goes on just that little bit too long.
let's bring it to an end then. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to contact us, we'd love to hear everything and anything, all the points you raised. We'd love to hear what you think of the guests we're getting in. Love to hear what you think of
Tim's mumbling, my mumbling, my poor sound quality,
anything you've got,
the jingles,
please let us know. The email address is the Dear Lovejoy Podcast. No, just dearlovejoypodcast@gmail.com. dearlovejoypodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet me at Tim Lovejoy. That's it for this week. We'll see you all very soon with a special of some description. For the time being, peace and love, Joy.
Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.